Jungle Beat started off as actually a tiny pilot episode of just 5 minutes about 15 years ago now. And then it grew into a television series, and which has been broadcast around the world. I think we're in about 200 countries. And then it became kind of a brand where the show spun off into a couple of other series. But the kind of the goal for the brand, to the creator of the film, had always wanted to do a feature film based off the brand. And so this really is a dream come true for us as a studio, and for us to see the characters kind of grow up into a feature film. It's been an extraordinary journey, and we couldn't be more excited about releasing the film around the world.
So a South African production company is doing this on a global stage. Now, how did you guys meet the team?
It was actually a real kind of global group participation. And we feel really privileged to have been able to do that. And that's one of the things we love so much about animation. Not only that it kind of travels content-wise, you know, kids in Australia and kids in South America can all kind of, but also just on the talent side of things, we were able to kind of work together with people from all over the world. And I think especially at this time in the world, it's really great to be able to do that. We're so proud of the animation industry in South Africa. It really has grown a lot over the last couple of years. There are some great productions, you know, TV, film, everything happening. And so that's the animation industry here is really booming, and there's some extraordinary talent. And so I love that, I love that there's people kind of in every corner of the country who have been involved. It's really great.
I see last year that you reached 1 million subscribers to your Jungle Beat YouTube channel.
It's amazing. It's grown so quickly. And I think part of it is because the TV show is dialogue free. And so we can literally have fans, you know, we have plenty of fans who don't even speak English, you know. And with the film, we're dubbing it into, so far we're dubbing it in 7 languages, and hopefully we'll do a bunch more. Because I think being dialogue-free, the brand is really able to travel really, really well. And, you know, again, kids are kids everywhere. And so being able to kind of communicate, you know, through fun and gags, you know, fun is a universal language, I think. Smiles are a universal language. And so being able to kind of bring a little bit of joy to people all over the world and in their own culture, race, language, age group, is actually the main reason we're in this business, is because you just have such a huge reach, you know, and not being able to kind of communicate across boundaries and barriers. It's a really special thing to be able to do.
Rita, tough question. Who's your favorite character?
Oh, no, impossible to answer.
Because they have such wonderful sense of humor, and I could not imagine it not having dialogue.
Isn't that interesting? So, you know, we've done 700 minutes of animation dialogue-free. And so kind of so for Brent, when writing this film, he did toy with the idea of having the feature film be non-dialogue. But then he just came up with this brilliant idea about the little device which helps the animal talk. And it just, you know, took it to a complete other level for us. And it was such fun to see these characters who we've kind of grown up with over the last 15 years suddenly be able to add a complete new dimension to their personality, you know, and just see how they kind of come to life in a whole other dimension. So that was super fun for us making it. And I hope it'll be fun for everyone who's kind of grown up on the TV show to see their little characters actually start talking.
And how did Natasha Bedingfield get this song?
Oh, man. So one of our very special friends is an amazing award-winning songwriter. His name is Jonas Myron. And he's a longtime friend of ours, and he's working with us on our new project as well as our music director. And, you know, over the last couple of years, he's been coming out and visiting the studio, and he's seen the storyboard for Jungle Beat, and he came to see us in Mauritius. And one day he was on a marketing call with our marketing team. They were kind of brainstorming, you know, the marketing strategy for the film, and he was like, oh, we could have this amazing song. And they kind of workshopped it a bit, and you know, the next day he wrote these beautiful, beautiful lyrics to this song. And Natasha's one of his closest friends. And he always says that she's just got such a powerful voice, and her voice naturally sings about hope and love really, really nicely, you know. And so when he was writing the song, he just said he had her in mind to perform it. And he kind of pushed it to her, and she fell in love with it. That's how it happened. We couldn't have, you know, timed it better with the themes of the film and the song. You know, it's just like right now in the world, it really needs, everyone needs a hug, and everyone needs to know that they're together in this and that everything's going to be okay.